You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today, the Michigan Department of Education released results of the M-STEP standardized test that third through eighth graders took last spring. The M-STEP, you'll recall, is the test that in 2015 replaced the old MEEP test. Let's look at how Michigan students did as we welcome Suneet Bedi, who's the data and policy analyst with the Education Trust Midwest. It has been a big adjustment for school administrators and students. After 44 years of the MEEP, you stop and think about that, switching to M-STEP. And the four subject areas being tested are English language, arts, math, science, social studies. And some 650,000 kids in grades 3 through 8 took the M-STEP. So there we have that. How'd they do?
So Michigan's performance on the most recent M-STEP assessment is relatively comparable to last year's assessment results.
Which was, as I recall, kind of grim news for lots of schools.
It was. The vast majority of our students, it's from the results, it's clear are not getting what they need to be successful. Overall, when we look at the percentages between 3 through 8 in English, language, arts, and math, we're seeing relatively the same percent proficiency. So for English language arts, we're at about 47% proficient.
Okay.
And in mathematics, it's 37% proficient, which is where we were at last year, about the same. There are some areas where we've seen some improvement. In fourth grade math, proficiency rates improved about 3 percentage points from last year, but we've also seen some drops. In third grade reading, we saw a couple points drop.
So it sounds like overall we're saying that basically we have something like half or a little more than half of students who failed to demonstrate that they're proficient in any of those four subject areas. And this is across the state.
Yes. And the results that I've shared with you are English, language, arts, and math. But yeah, they're relatively the same across the four subject areas. But while that news is difficult to take, we do need to remember that this is a relatively new assessment system that the state has implemented. It is a better assessment system from the previous 44-year-old MEEP. And so our students and our teachers are adjusting, and we've gotten better from last year. The results have come out sooner, which is great that the Michigan Department of Education was able to deliver on that. And testing went smoother this year, it seems, statewide.
And they did tell us when this was coming, you know, hey, everybody strap in. It's going to be a bumpy ride for a few. You're going to have air turbulence for a while everybody settles into this.
Absolutely. And we need to remember, too, that this test is now giving us more honest information. And that's something we need to prize.
Yes, but it's really something that throws down the gauntlet to schools all over the state. Do better.
It does. But at the same time, we do need to be honest with ourselves so that we can help those students who are struggling to better achieve. And so while the results are devastating, they tell us the reality of where our state is at and what we need to do to start supporting those students.
When we see this significant number of students who are still testing below proficiency, is it more a matter of this is a tougher test and people are getting used to taking it online? We saw this year 95% of students took it online. Or is it what instruction they're getting week after week in the classroom?
With this new assessment that is aligned to our higher standards, it's a little bit of both, I would say. The standards are newer, and so our teachers are still adjusting and need more investment in how to teach those standards. So that is one component of this, no doubt. We've seen in leading states that when they've made the shift to higher standards, teachers have been given greater support from the state.
Now, we've gotten very clear signals from the school reform office in Lansing that schools that are in the basement with their scores for several years could be on the bubble, could be closed. And that's even though the Department of Education had promised schools they would have at least another test cycle to settle into M-STEP and get used to that before closure decisions are made. So I just wonder where you think today's results might fit into this conversation, which is going to be a brisk one for the next few months as they decide what's going to happen.
In any decision, you want to ensure that there is honest information coming out. And so first and foremost, we need to make sure that the information that we're getting is good and valuable information. Secondly, though, you also want to make sure that there is consistency in the assessment that you're using to guide some of those decisions. And so we need to be thinking about how we're using that information at this time.
What should parents take away from these announcements today, the mixed results of the M-STEP test?
I think one thing to take away is that our state is adjusting and getting better at this assessment. Our teachers and students are rising to the challenge of this new assessment, and we see that through how smoothly things have gone in the second year. These are things that we should be proud of. But at the same time, we should take away that we need to keep demanding better for our students and ensuring that support is given to our teachers and our students to meet the benchmarks they need to meet.
It'll be interesting if you and I are having this conversation 1 year from now when they'll have the third M-STEP under their collective belts in school across Michigan to see what kind of results we might see there. Any hopes?
I think so. We've seen in leading states where similar tests have been implemented that as teachers are invested in and supported, as capacity is built for those educators, that scores do see an increase. And we can be hopeful that if our state can do that capacity building for our teachers and talent, that scores will likely go up. And so we really need to stay the course with a test that we've invested in. It was one of the most important steps we took to even move to the M-STEP. And it showed a commitment to wanting that educational improvement in our state.
Sunit Bedi is the Data and Policy Analyst with the Education Trust Midwest as we go over the results of the 2016 M-STEP scores. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.